phone from yesterday, which might not have been so crystal clear, and that is when we discussed yesterday our Taisvis vis-a-vis Taisvis in Subis. The contrast compared to Taisvin, that over there there's Machlaikis, the meaning it's about whether or not that even though Mashiach, even if you say Mashiach Lakayim Shirab, and maybe it's Kayim Baganeva, it's only Lionson. That would seem to be like our Taisa the second Teretz, Lagabe Arsuga of Simta, whether it's Yotza Shirab or to a Simta. The second Harris Hall is Inish Sarabin, because it's only Linyan Einsin, and therefore it's more Kal. So that would stem with the Ri. But I didn't fear ice yesterday. So then when I brought in the Gain, what I was trying to do with the Gain was to say that's not like that. Because according to the Gain, the whole cheshbon, the guy is true. And the guy learns off the taisvus. And when the second heretz of taisvus is going, you don't need a kinyan. It's not that you need less of a kinyan, but Betzin is a kinyan. He's going that you don't need a kinyan. And that's why the guy says, when taisvus in the bottom says that you need a kinyan for Shayol, it's only because he passed like Shmuel. Because if he rabbi don't need a kinyan, that's good. What Shmuel says, when rabbi it's only Arab, whatever. According to Shmuel, you need Shmuel's good for arguing that. Shmuel doesn't hold the kishmak because you need a kinyan. And Taisa's bottom is passing like Shmuel. Gishtasi passing like Shmuel. That was the cheshbon we made in the Gain. So I just didn't fear ice. But then if he's there, then our Taisa is absent, has nothing to do with Taisa's and Zubis. Then our Taisvis is not connected to the Ri and Ksubis. Because our Taisvis is not saying that you need less than Mechayv and Ayin, and mainly we can declare Lechayv Hudim by Gezela. You can make Mashiach Shrabim because you're only being Mechayv and Ayin, you're not actually being Kainit. Lefi the Gain, there's absolutely no Tzushtel. Lefi the Gain, this is Svar Mesuyim in Shimrin, that you don't need a Kenyan. The Mela, what Taisa's second Teres by us would hold Bidas Ravina by Gezela, Mashiach Mishrabim, would follow from our Taisa's that Mashiach Mishrabim would be kind, even Mashiach Mishrabim is not kind, it would be kind of Linyan Einstein by Gezela also. If you're the going, there's absolutely no connection, and there's no Raya. That's what I meant to fear ice, but I got caught up in the guy and I didn't fear ice, and apparently it wasn't so clear. So that's why I just wanted to fear ice, that according to the guy, the connection between the two Tyson is not true. If you look at Tyson Kipshutai, that Tyson is saying that in Shizrabim, Mashiach works, L'inyin, Einsin, then it follows automatically. Now, Chayav by Geneva also will be the same thing. The Kenyan, Chayav in Geneva, which is around like the Ri in Ksubas. But going to the Gain, here's a separate Svara. Here's a Svara. It's not Kenyan B'chal. It doesn't mean Kenyan. Here's a special Svara in Chuyuvay Shaimrim that you're Makab upon yourself as soon as it leaves the Rishos of the Baal. Okay. Gemara weiter. We actually never read the whole Gemara about let's read through the Gemara. So Rashi was the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rav. You see that Nehem Misaylei Shleni Parascha Hamalei Biad Mi Hamalei Kishemakol V'Tavoi Kimish Yotzes Mishus Mashal Meisa Chayim. Says Rashi, Chatzer Shal Mashal, Chatzer Shal Mashal, Pesuchel Shal Rabim, Chatzer Shal Shoyal Lefnim Imenu, Pesuchel Chatzer Shal Mashal, Shein, Nichnasin, Vyayitzin, Chatzer Shal Shoyal, El Derech Chatzer Shal Mashal, Hasim Sam Chadaitai, Shoyal, Mishiyamdu, Abailim, Lefnim, Latais, Latzad, Chatzer Shal Shoyal, Omochil, Ebuchotra, Vade, Lasim, Riata, Rata. Rahu, who the Mishabit shall nafshe? I'm Moses Sichel, love it, Erich Rabin, Loyla, Mame Lacha, Filu, Amalahochi, Esam Chadaite, Shafkirena, Hamashal, Loyshaimer. My ship and nafshe, Shafkirena, didn't think that the guy would do it. So Mela, Mela's not a raya to Rav's din, which is even Rashi's, right? Zimish is Rab. Rashi seems to be saying that Rav is. Rashi seems to be going like Teretz, the second Teretz, right? That Rav is going to Shisram. Rashi says, if it's Pesuch, just a Rabim, meaning, then you don't have a right to that, meaning that was what Rav was talking about. Right? So it's clear in Rashi is learning like Teretz, second Teretz, and so much Shisrabim, not a symptom. And it's also clear in Rashi, it's not mitam kinyan. Rashi Sechari is saying, like the Dvas learned up in Rashi, that's midin Arab, midin Eschaivas, not midin kinyan. That's why it's Pasha that it's in Mishraam. Akabanim, the Rav is talking in Mishraam. The Gemara. Yachim Adonim. Rashi Dika Gezaisa. Mal Sem, like Lassam Chadaiti Dilma. Kaimi Hassam Layasi Azla Lahedya Kamashwan Samkhadaite. Rashid is Aisa, Shesh Khatzer, Hamashal Zavya is Uktsin, Shikhay Lasla Sham. There's a place of an animal that could hide. Nishamad Bimachbet. And therefore he's not Samakhdas. Kamashwalan. Rash says Lashan Kigaz Khish Vinaufa. The yoga slovim. I'm not sure what he wants with these psukim. Goz chish l'ufa is that, right? That time flies. That, you know, the time is mischalef. So what does that do with the gezais over here? Yoga slovim. What is it? Goz chish l'ufa? What? What does that have to do with Gigos Chishon Ufa? The time, you know, we have a couple of years in this world and then we're gone.
I think it's covered over.
It's covered over?
It's hidden away.
That's what gets hidden. Gigos Chishon Ufa means time flies, no? Gigos Chish, goes Mischala fast. In Ufa, it's gone. I mean, we're here a couple of years and that's it, you know, it's all over, you know. Little speck on the horizon, you know. Okay, I don't know, but anyway, Vayogis Slovim. What does Vayogis Slovim mean? Tov. Anyway, fine. So it's over here. Argues in Rashi. Involved here. Argues in Rashi. Any mechuber, mash b'shrashi shehem b'rshusa shel mashil. These gezaises b'rshusa shel mashil. Any mechuber the vaday kol kegav the mechayev klal shel yotzes b'rshusa shel mashil klal. Shein nichnases loyze gevaisa rein nichnases lechaser shel shayil. Kitchen is chayiv the man of shach. What's the if it didn't make it to the shayils? It didn't make it to the shayil. If it did, it did. What's the issue over here? Kach b'shebeinu danig avaisa hein bein chaterer shel shoyl chaterer shel mashal v'hem shel noshim acher. It's not mishus rabim, but there's something in between. Now the same asem chayit the shoyl, because maybe we're b'chamash. And as even if tak leaving mishus the mashal, still there's no smichas. That's chamash mula. And once mishus rabim afzekes, then we say there's a stam at semachnas.
Basically, one's within the other.
What?
Yeah, but there could be something. There could be something else between. It is one within the other, but it's someone else's chatzar is between. There's something else between. It could get lost. That's your language, right? Amar Avuna. Hashoel karde mechaveray baka by knai loy baka by loy knai. The mai ilim lionsin maishna parad mishas sheela. Elo lechazar, baka ba lematzah hadabei, mashil loy baka ba matzai, mashil hadar bei. So the Gemara says pashit bei lagabe einsin chiv einsin yichayv right away, even though he didn't use it. Like by para, shas sheelo. Then we say that we need in order to be that you should be kinder, that you can't be chayzer. For that you need to actually have used it. Right away. Yudva, over here in Kedushin, has a riches on this halacha. When the Gemara says, Ma'ishna para, Shas Sheila, Yudva says, in other words, you chayv nayin even before you use it. So what was the hapamina in the Gemara? The Gemara, you know, said it can't mean that, but in this hapamina, he says that the Gemara said can't mean that, but the Gemara is being that matcha that sad to say that daf when you use it won't be the svar the daf if he used it. So he says the Torah is not mechayiv v'nayinsin chiyuv gadol, yeah, shechiyuv v'sheila daf who dam Rav Huna shechiyuv gadol mustam lechayiv kos hashias v'hanis bay. Says Ritva, Misvara Rav Huna was a mufrach. Misvara Rav Huna could make sense. No, Misvara could be this. The Torah is only chayiv b'nayinsin. It's only daf if you actually had enough. And then, but Derech Agam the Ritva says that even the Abamina, that Rav Huna is even talking about b'nayinsin. Avad gneiv avedi b'chayiv. The shoyel b'chayiv gneiv avedi. It's just that the Torah is only mechayiv reinsin when Imamish actually had enough. But Abada, even a shoyol, will be chayiv in Gnev Aved. That level of a shoyol, that the shoyol is chayiv in, at least in Gnev Aved, that was pashit, that was no habamina. Only shoyol is gabi ayinsin. That where it says, and that was mufrik mesvara. It was no, we have raya from the Mishnah. Ma'ish napar, shukhayim ayinsin, mishas mashicha. Afa pishat, dain lay nanabah. El Chazar says the Ritva. So what's Takab Shad? Haray, what's Takab Shad? Why Chayiv? Why Chayiv in Einsin? What Takab Shad? Why Chayiv in Einsin? Haray, we're going now. Then let's take the Mashiach B'Shayim. That's the whole Gemara. Gemara says, Pligi, right? Pligi, the Reb Lazer, then take the Mashiach B'Shayim. Rashi says, "Pligi Reb Huna, Ad Reb Lazer." Reb Huna holds, "Why take the Mashiach b'Shem?" So Reb Huna going without the din of Mashiach, without Kenya Mashiach, right? But still, Yichai b'Noitzin, why mitam Mashiach? There's still Ashtei Mashiach kind of b'Shem.
Kshem shein ekhanel chazara and ekhanel chay ba'isa. So it's not that the kinyan is mechayev ben ayinsin. It's interesting. The dva over here is willing to entertain the possibility that the kinyan is a svara that would be mechayev ben ayinsin. Because if lo yitzor tik mashiach b'shaimrim, and that would be a svara. Now, then Rav would understand why Chayiv ben Ayinsin, right? The Tikna Mashiach B'Shaimim would be a Svarat B'Chayiv ben Ayinsin. Now, us, we're going now, Rav Huna doesn't hold Tikna Mashiach B'Shaimim. So maybe he differs. Rav Huna's bothered, why Tavi Chayiv ben Ayinsin? L'chayr, the Ritva in Kedushin is not like that. I think. Because Ritva in Kedushin is very interesting. When he discussed the idea of whether by shayil and by seicher is a concept of a kinyan haguf, a kinyan guf leperis, the chayich by shayil and a seicher, kinyan guf leperis, where he's mechadish b'shem the ra'ah, he's mechadish b'shem the ra'ah. That's not shayach kinyan aguf leperis by she'ela and tzchiras. Because the Ritva over the Asakasha, the L'chayr she'ela is memkar liyayim, is matana liyayimi. Just like the Gemara on that mem, Nun Vav says, le'inyin oyna. It is a no by Schirus, because Schirus is Mem Kaliyami. That's why it's Shayach Aino. It's considered a Mecher. Schirus is a Mecher of sorts. Therefore, Shayach Aino by Schirus. So Rav says, what then? She'ela is Matana Liyami. Schirus, you're paying. So it's a Mem Kaliyami. She'ela, you're not paying. It's Matana Liyami. So he wanted to know. So why aren't you kind of? Why aren't you kind of Mashiach like everything else? It's a regular. It's like you didn't like taking Mashiach b'shaimrim, right? So not all shaimrim. Should be kind of Sam. You're kind of. You're kind of. It's mekal yaimi. It's matanul yaimi. You're kind of Mashiach, right? And he says, if you're not kaina, then what's this bikua? Okay, that will be what talks about us also. What is this new kinyan called bikua? What is that? What kinyan is that? So Ritva over there brought down Hashem Rabbi Yisav, Hashem Nira'ah, that by Sheila, he also talks about this by us also. By Sheila, you're not kaina the guf. You're only kaina the tashmish. You have the schus to use it. And Mekinya Meshicha is only when you kind of the guf itself. When all you kind of is the schus to use something, that's not Meshicha. Meshicha is a ma'isa, you're doing a ma'isa in the thing itself. You mean ma'ishach, the object, to your reshus. It has to be the kind of the guf itself. If all you have is the schus to use it, a schus to use something, that's not from the guf itself, and if you can't do ma'isa kinyan the guf itself, in order to be kind of the usage, that's not something that shayach the kinyan mashicha. Kinyan mashicha is to be kind of the thing itself. You be ma'isha the thing, you're kind of the thing. You ma'isha the thing, be kind of the usage. That doesn't work. That's not because ma'isa kinyan is in the guf, not in the shtamshus. How are you making it in the shtamshus?
But the
Ishtamshus comes
from the guf.
No, it doesn't. Wait, we talk about that. It doesn't. That's exactly his point. Wait. He speaks that out. Maybe, like Aaron saying, maybe it's like you're cutting the guf for the Ishtamshus. I'm paraphrasing your question. Says Ritva, no, this is not true. A Kenyan guf, Leperis,
we do find dekel peirisa, right? We had the beginning of mafkid, the concept of dekel peirisa. Is chayim becoming the guf of the peiris? He says, no, that's dafka something that comes out from the guf itself. That's not something that comes out from the guf. Then it's shaykh. Avakinyan guf for the peiris, because the peiris come out of the guf. So avakinyan guf for the peiris. But something that's external, then we don't say that. It's not shaykh kinyan guf for peiris when the hanav you're getting is external. Then it's not shaykh guf for peiris. Then he says something very funny on the way. He says he talks about when a shaykh bias ladira. Yeah, he says it could be kind of bias ladira. So there he says since the karka is shaykh to some type of ano, is there it's megufay some ale, then you can make king and even something which is not like it's megufay. This is beyond. They don't understand how it works. The mano show. If the pshat is that. If you make a kinyan on the zach itself, then you can only make kinyan on something that's in the thing itself. And it comes out of it, okay, so you can be kinyan the thing for what comes out of it. But if etzim, it's not shaykh. If it's not something that comes out of it, then it's not shaykh. Then you can't be kinyan by the guf itself. So who cares if there's shaykh, there is something that will come out of the guf itself, but the thing that I'm trying to be kinyan is not that. So why should I make a difference? This I don't really understand the sort of Rabbi Chaim.
You're not using the house, you're living in it. So, you're not taking it and using it as a kli to...
What's the difference? What's the difference using a kli or sitting in the living room and chilling on the lazy boy? That's not the svar he says anyway. I'm not asking for svar. I'm trying to understand the Ritva. Ritva says, since... It's shaykh that it generates pears, it generates magufa, it's a mela. I give him credit. I don't know what that means. Anyway.
The running water, the oven, everything that comes out of a normal house would be the pears of the house. Meaning, what comes along with renting a house?
Living in a house is not something that comes out of gufa, just like using a para is not something that comes out of the gufa. Right? He says that. I don't know what you want. What does running water have to do with anything?
Because it's Paris.
That's the cause.
The water is the Paris of the house?
Yeah.
The house produces water?
Anything that comes with the house is
house Paris. That produces water, you want to get rid of that house very quickly. And you have a lot of ritivut, and you don't want that house.
You don't want
a house that a house that sweats, you don't want that.
That's not a good house.
What does it do to the house? The house doesn't produce water.
That's bad.
There's a pipe that brings the water from wherever it brings it. That brings the water. There's nothing to do with that. That's not Paris. That's not Paris. Ridiculous. What? That's not Paris. That's not Paris. In Ritva's lexicon over here, that's not Paris. That's not what he's talking about.
You're saying you couldn't have gotten that water without getting that house. Same idea. You couldn't have gotten that Paris without having that tree.
And you can't have your stumps of the para without having a para. What? Yeah, but Ritva says that. Yeah, quick. We start again. Ritva has the insight over here. Yeah, that guf le peiris has to be with it. When the peiris comes out of the guf. Yeah, a usage of something is not guf le peiris. Even though without the thing you can't have the anah. Without the par you can't plow your field, right? But it's not something that comes out. It comes out of it. He's saying insight. You don't like his insight, but say it. But hey, but we're working within the insight of the Ritva. The Ritva says the insight. So don't try to outsmart the Ritva. Go with the Ritva. Try to say with the Ritva. You tell them all kinds of svaras, their own svaras, why you should be out. The Ritva doesn't say that. We're going to Ritva. The Ritva says it has to come out of the guf. Yes.
If the Ritva
is
saying that since it has paris, you could be
no.
Even if the paris
no.
By par, also par has paris, so you should be able to be kind of paris, even if it don't come.
Ah. Oh, shakut the kasha. Oh, shakut the kasha. Oh, yeah, he was kasha.
You're not buying the animal for the paris.
It's so odd. You're not buying the house for the paris either. But he's saying, since it chayach. First of all, when you borrow the cow, you get the paris too. You're getting everything. And he's saying the Ritva says it has a formula over here. Like the Kiva, why does that formula apply to Paris to Paros?
Because
Okay. Now. Right. Then he says, even if you want to say it is shayach, there can be kind of kli l'tashmish. We want to go against his rabbi, shayach. But still, he says, hasam guf mamish mak l'peraisu v'aisu zman. Ve'en mekal matan l'chayi b'insel min astam perich hazman ahu. Elim kei mischayi b'kach. Da'ab chivachrina. Av nois na mas kei. Tu nois mas kei. Stam it's a zayit kechir. Av guf atni lei. You have a kind of hechem chayiv stam binds him in mine. It was unbelievable. Right, very good Ritva over here. Yeah, says the Ritva. Mechayiv is not like, you know, we've been a tzad that we've been saying one at stam. We've been talking the whole time. Says the Ritva, if the pshat is that a shayil is kind of the goof for the parents. Yeah. If that's the pshat, yeah, then he won't be chayiv nainsin. Adrab, if it's yours, that's the reason not to be chayiv nainsin. You're not chayiv nainsin on your own thing. So, right? So says Rava, how gufa, yeah, how gufa that a shayla is chayiv nainsin. It must be. That it's not the you're not kind of the goof, even for the shtamcha. Because if you're kind of the goof for the shtamchas, says the Ritva, then it won't be shayach b'chayiv nainsin. Elamai, al karchach. No, what do you have is a schus to use it. It's a mel, it's shaykh, at b'chayiv nainsin. Right, this is the against, we know, the Gemara Sanhedrin, uk meshusa is chayiv nainsin. We always had it sad that the reason, one of the stardom we had, why chayiv nainsin. Yeah, by shayil, it's because it's yours. So we explained that because you already had a chiv hashava, so you already kind of you have a chiv hashava. That's why chayv reinsin, right? But the Ritva is saying, I'm a little Ritva. This is Ritva. He's saying that a karchach, a shayil, you're not kind of. If you kind of, the adrab, that's the reason not chayv reinsin. Yes, Yoni.
Going with that side, we say that chayv reinsin doesn't mean you must pay the owner if notice happens. It means that you will mimela end up paying on pocket if the notice happens.
Okay. I'm just saying the Ritva says that the etzem concept, Ritva says, the etzem concept of owning it is a steer to be chayiv nainsin. Now, is the point Ritva? Yes. Now, yeah, so I'm just wondering, yeah, back to our Ritva. Yeah, our Ritva is handling what's going on over here. The fear of Huna. Yeah? Fear of Huna, why Chayiv Nainsin? Why is it, what's the difference between Einsin and Chazara? Right? What's Pshat Rav Huna? Simple Pshat Rav Huna. So Ritva spoke out. Alright, we're going now. Why take the Mashiach? Right? Why take the Mashiach? The Shaiman. In other words, if then Ritva is saying he can understand why you chayiv nainsin, right? Why? Because you be being kind. That's why it's reason chayiv nainsin. He's saying that the Ritva is saying over here, he understands that owning it would be a siba to mechayiv nainsin. Ritva over there seems to be saying that, okay, there's something about being owning the kind of the goof. Maybe here's talking about owning the kind of I'm saying he's a svara here that if tik mashicha being kainit, yeah, that should be a reason mechayev and ayinsin. Okay, so maybe it doesn't mean, maybe it just means because if tik mashicha binds v'shaimrim, right, it's pshat that you're kaina. What are you kaina? You've been kaina the shtamshas. Like he says over there, you're kaina the shtamshas. If you're kaina the shtamshas, so now that if you're kaina the shtamshas, being kind in the shnamshas could be a sibah why you're mechayiv reitzin. It's called an ashalai. If you're kind in the shnamshas, then the Torah is mechayiv you finds him. So it's not a steer. It's not a steer. What he's saying over here was what I was thinking was that there he says being kind is a sibah not mechayiv reitzin. Here he's saying being kind is a sibah to be mechayiv reitzin. Think Moshe finds he understands why mechayiv reitzin. That was just bothering me at first glance. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's not shver. Because what he says over there is that being kind is not a sin of chayiv reitzin. What he's saying over there is being kind of the guf leperet, being kind of the guf. If this thing belongs to me, then I can't be chayiv reitzin on it. But over here he's going after what he says over there that vada the kinyan that a shayil has is not in the guf. The kinyan is only in the shdamshos. Oh, so now if I'm kind of the shdamshos, that's the reason chayiv reitzin. If I have the shtamshus, then it's called Rosh Leih. Then the Torah is mechayiv you because called Rosh Leih because you're kind of the shtamshus. That's what he means over this. He doesn't mean, you know, he's saying that if lui yitzur the tikkun mashiach b'shayim, when we can understand why you should be chayiv in Einzin, he means what are you being kind of? You mean kind of the bite? He's going with kedushin. He being kind of the shtamshus and being kind of the shtamshus is the reason mechayiv in Einzin. Agapanim. Back to the Ritva over here. Ritva over here says.
You hold the maskara, you're only
king kind of shamans. Yeah, that's the whole Ritva over there. So when he says king over here, it doesn't mean, he means whatever he said over there. It's not the guf itself. Being kind of the guf is a sibah, not to be kind of the nights. But he means being kind of the shamans. Being kind of the shamans is a sibah, yet to be kind of the nights. So it's not a kash b'chal. But again, back to the question. But over here we're going for Rav Huna. And Rav Huna holds, why take Mashiach b'Shaimrim? So Kenny has a question, why are you chayim in Einzin, if you're Rav Huna, that you're not kind of in Chazar, because why take Mashiach b'Shaimrim, so why are you chayim in Einzin? Here's Dr. Ritva, Lo Taima, Mishum Do'od, Mishab and Atzma b'Kesev. Where's the Kesev over here? B'Yanod, Ushla Nehele. If my son says it is borrowed to me, it's in my, right? I could use it. It was given to my son, whatever. And it was afka mirshusei lirshushoyil. Right? I left the rishus of the mashal. And it entered the rishus of the shoyil via the son. Gomu mshavle nafshe bachrayes ki'ilu kibu men uschar lishmar u uschaye bainsel. So he's like learning over here. It's not also important in Va. They get the whole discussion of what's the Mechayim of Shail. This is like the Ramban we just saw recently. He's saying very clearly, at least if you're Rav Huna, right? That at least Rav could be if you hold Tikkun Mashiach of Shail, then maybe not. But at least if you're Rav Huna, the reason why Mechayim Nayin is because you're Mechayim yourself. You're getting Hanav. It was loaned to you. You know, you didn't actually use it yet. But so after so, if you get another, it was loaned to you. And it's in your Rishos. So it left all the guys' Rishos. But yeah, no. You're Mechayiv. Lishmar. Yeah? It's like, M'kavascha Lishmar, Lishayiv Einzin. Yeah, he says, it's Chayiv to watch it. And he's Mechayiv himself in Einzin. But, the Mashal could be Chayzer. So why taka? Then he goes on to say what that's what he says in Kedushin. Why taka? Why take the mashicha? Why taka? Why take the mashicha? The shaimrim. Why taka not? That he says because mashicha is only kind of. See, this is a little funny. He said time Rav Huna shemesvile the mashicha ain't a kind of metalplim mideraisa. Rabbanu tikkun. Sounds like whatever he's going to say now, the whole chiluk he's going to make now he prefaces it by saying that we're going to Mashicha, we're going by the Mashicha is only Rabbanah. The Raya is the castle of the Kohen. Mashicha is only Rabbanah.
Rabbanah said that before.
That's irrelevant. That's not the point. The question is this Rav Huna connected to that? That's the question. I don't really care whether if he says it doesn't know say it. That's not this right now. This right now is this din of Rav Huna that we're about to explain now, right? And why there's no Mashicha by Shaimrim is that Nogeya to the Sugya in Azov of Maya's kindness or Narayas Mashicha's kindness? That is the question right now. And the Vav by us seems to imply very clearly that it's totally, what he's going to say now is totally in the fact that Mashiach is on Rabbanan. He said, I'm Rabbanan, Mishum the Sfirle, Mashiach and Kayim Talbim the Raisa, Rabbanan who the Tikkun. Then he says, V'chitikin dafke v'mecher matana shul kinyin aguf. Right, Alashela, Lesba, Alashoyel, Al Kinyan Peiris, like Tikle Mashicha. Yafa Pish Adam Kaina Bechazaka, Dekel Peirisa, Shani Hassam, Shagufa Shal Dekel, Noisin Peiris. Mesul, like Paul Grabana, made Dekel Peiris and Bayes Ladabai. Machamakam Karku Shiroy the Peiris. Oh, here maybe this answers the question I had. Ravon and Kedushin. Here he says, Thomas Lloyd Plot. Let's see. So, what is Ravon saying? That Mashicha only works. This is bad, what he said over there. Mashicha is only when you become the thing itself. By Shaya, all you have is Kenyan Paris. Like, take the Mashicha. Sounds like again he's only going Rabbanan. But Mnebei, Techtegi, the words Muchach, that it's not telling Rabbanan, and the Kedushin he wasn't telling on the Rabbanan. Because right now he has a Kasha. Right? What's the Kasha? Dekla Paris. What's the Kasha? Dekla Paris. Happy Shalom Kaina, but Bechazaka Dekla Paris. Shami Hassan, Shakufi Shadeka, nice La Paris. Right? That, like I said over there, he has a Kasha. You're telling me that you can't be kind of she'elo, kinyan she'elo b'mashicha. Why? Because it doesn't come out from the thing itself. And mashicha like tiknu. So why by dekel peiris could you be kind of the dekel for the peiris? So he answers dekel peiris. No, there does come out of it. Yeah. Question is. Over there, it's the Kenyan Isaac, it's Kenyan Chazaka. If the whole Yisrael of the Ritva, the whole Yisrael of the Ritva is only because it's Rabbanah, because Kenyan Mashiach is Rabbanah, they're only misaking it when you mean Kenyan the Gufa to Gufa Dava. Right? But if it would be Kenyan the Raisa, it was Mashma, if Mashiach was the Raisa, we'd have no problem being Kenyan Sheela with Mashiach. Even though the schus shtamshus is not meguf hadavar, right? So then what's the kasha of dekla peiris? If there's kinyan isa, because the kasha is yisai, I dekla peiris does work. So yeah, it's no. The attack comes out of the thing itself, yeah. And dira bias is medin loy plug. It's not sound because din rabbanon taka. If he said that would answer the kasha we have in kedusha. That's what he meant. That since it could produce itself, therefore, there he doesn't say loy plug. It sounds like a svara. It's a svara. Here he says loy plug, meaning that then only be din rabbanan. Only be din rabbanan. That's loy plug. Agabanan. But what does he want? Over there, it's kinyan d'oraisa. Elamayt smuchah on the rabban b'nei bei, and Mulberg and the Kedushin as well. But the svara that he's saying over here applies even d'oraisa. The svara that Rava is telling me, that we're making kinyan in something, and you want it, you don't want to be kind of the thing itself. You want to be kind of what comes out of it. That's only if the thing that comes out of it comes out of it. You know, to make kinyan something, it has to be kinyan in the thing itself. in the thing itself or what comes out of the thing itself. But if it's stam, an external usage, then you can't make kinyan on the thing itself for an external usage. But that is independent of the question whether Mashiach is the Rais or Rabbanim. Even though it's not Mashiach is the Rais, it's going to be the same thing. Even though it's not Mashiach is the Rais, it's going to be the same thing. It's not a Sfar Mesuyim because Mashiach is Rabbanim. It's not because Mashiach is Rabbanim. That's clear in Ritva and Kedushin, and it's also clear in Medei Bey because he asked what that is. If his whole problem was because it's Rabbanim, over there is the Rais, he'd be making Chazaka. Nedeko. That's the Raisa. Elmai is not doing the Raisa Rabbanan. I don't know, so why is Ritva speak out that, you know, Rav Huna Shtasa that holds that it's only the Rabbanan? I have no idea. I have no clue. But you have to love Dalkit. Nobody can read the Ravona like that. Oh, then Riva says something interesting. Something very interesting. So he said the Chayil Lefi Zeh is no different in Sheila and Tzchiris. Right? The same problem we have in Sheila we'll have in Tzchiris as well. So even though Rav Huna happened to be talking about Sheila, right? Who is talking about Sheila? Ashoil Kardim Chameroi? So one would be Medayeh that Dafka Ashoil Kardim, but Soyach Kardim is different. But says Rav, according to my lamdas, it shouldn't make a difference. The problem is that Mashiach, which is in the thing itself, cannot be kind of Nishtamshas. What's different in Shaila and Tzchiris? Both of them you mean kind of Nishtamshas. Says Rav, maybe not. Manocha in the Shani Tzchiris, the Mechir Liyaymehi, Marehu Bechlal, Mashiach Shtikna Bilkuchais. Says Ritva, then no. Schiris is Memkol Yainim. So therefore, you could be kind of with Mashiach. Meaning the general din, the Algemeine din, that Mashiach works from a Talatlim, Mashiach, the din that Mashiach works from a Talatlim is a Siva, why should be kind of. Why should be kinda schiras? Why? Because it's mem kliyami. Like the Ritva's kashin kedushin, that she'ela is matan kliyami. So why shouldn't Mashiach work? So the Rav here says, you're right. Schiras is mem kliyami. That's a gemara. There's no gemara anyway that she'ela is matan kliyami. No gemara that she'ela is matan kliyami. And therefore says the Ritva. Therefore, says the Ritva, perhaps it's different between Sheila and Schiris. Now, first of all, we have to understand why should there be different between Sheila and Schiris? If Schiris is medical yayim of Misvara, right, Sheila should be metal yayim. Okay, he's doing the same thing. He's just here paying money for it, here getting it for free. The Chaira, objectively, they're the same. Right. And furthermore, but what's he saying? Even if Schir is Memkel Yaimi, right? But what does that mean? So does that mean, right? So, you see, again, Ritva is a fundamental problem over here, right? Ritva is a fundamental problem over here. The Kinyan Mashiach can only work when you become the Guf Hadavar, right? So does that mean? So that means when the Rava says that Schir is Mem Chayimi, and therefore you should be kind of Schiris with Mashiach, because even Rav Huna is Ma'ida that you kind of Schiris with Mashiach, because Mem Chayimi. Now, does that mean? So what Rava is saying is that. If it's Mem Kliyayim, it's Mamash the Kinyan Guf. The Kinyan Guf is Mam. Okay. I'm just picking it out, right? So it means because it was a problem. If it's just a. If you don't own the Guf, it's only Vishnamish, then it doesn't work. I mean, the Ritva is saying, over here is saying, that the concept of Memkaliyami means the Ikaina Vikuf. I mean, Harry Rivon Kedushin, right? He assumes that Sheila is Matana Liyami, right? He doesn't fall off of that. Right? He just defines what is it. It's a Matana Liyami, the Schir Liyami. But what is it that you're being kind of Liyami? What are you getting Liyami? Right? What are you getting Liyami? He didn't say that it's not a Matana Liyami. He just says you're not being kind of the Gof. Right? It's a Memkal Yami, but not the Gof. Right? But here's the Dvar saying that Al Tzad, that Schir is Memkal Yami, then he understands. The pshat is the kind of the guf. It's a kinyan guf l'zman. The kinyan guf l'zman. The Dvar understands. So Meili says there's no reason why Mashiach shouldn't work.
What would be the chiyuv of Yashem Mashiach?
What?
What would be the chiyuv of Yashem
Mashiach? Whatever.
If I own it, if it feels like the Rambam, then I own it for whatever. It's like Kev l'zman.
No.
So then I don't have a few bedroom shower and I could do whatever work on it I want, but it's not true. So Sarah can't do that.
Who says Sarah has Chiyuv? We have the Sarah's Chiyuv of Yashem Shaman.
It's
Chiyuv
Shia.
What? Chiyuv Shia. You asked me, you said Yashem Shaman.
Yeah, and I also said that he would add some only the Rambam if he.
Which Rambam?
That the one that says
that he's kind of Lagamri
for
the Lisman. Which Rambam?
I have
Lisman. The Rambam
Hills
Bechira? Which
one
are we talking about?
Yes. He argues that Tesis is a Shem Rambam says he owns it. He could do whatever work in it he wants.
Which Shem is the Rambam talking about?
The one that
writes
about like that
Lisman. What?
I don't know the exact.
No. So what are you saying?
That he would hold like the Rambam. But he's a cipher, so he can't. The Rivah would hold like the Rambam. A cipher is like Kehel Lizman.
The Rivah has a tzad to say that a cipher is a Kehel Lizman, and therefore Mashiach helps. You say, why is that impossible? Explain to me, why is that impossible?
Because if he's a Kehel Lizman,
no.
Then that means that he doesn't have a Chiyuv Shmirah, and he's able to do whatever he wants with it.
Well, first of all, he's not saying he holds like Rambam. That was not the Chiddush of Rambam. That Rambam Muchak?
He's also not a
Shem
Rechina.
What?
He's also not a Shem Rechina. Paschim.
So what?
So he can't. Either you hold like Tessus of the Rambam.
What?
Either you hold like Tessus of the Rambam, like El Tzman.
Again, is it Muchak or the Dvar that holds that Seicher, assuming the brother, the son of the brother, the son of the Dvar over here, that Seicher is Memkal Yaimi. And I'm adding in the Ritva L'Chayr, you have to add the Knej that it's Kinyan Guf L'Zman.
Not like Taisus.
Not which Taisus?
Not like Taisus that says it's a Shem Rechina.
Now Taisus that says that he chayiv
Mashiach.
But Seder.
So then he has to hold like the Rambam. But he can't, because it's a Seder.
What? Again, is it muchach objectively? Don't give me, don't throw around, don't do taisim. Learn Ritvana. Is it muchach misvara? Yes, we have machlekes over there. Is it muchach misvara that if you hold that it's the kinyan lizman, that's not shy, they should have chiyuvish shmir on that? That there's a schayim of Sabnei Aveda? Is that muchach? Right, the Ramban argued, right, the Ramban said, okay, lizman. You're chayiv in Gnei Aveda, right? Say, so why can't they hold his rabbi? Echami, the Kelvin, right?
The Ramban doesn't hold that he's making a Kenya Gov.
How do you know that?
Because he's a Shem Sadr.
What? Again, you see in the Ramban, a Kenyan Lizman, it's still chayiv, but you have Yahya Mashayim. As I'm asking, I know the Ramban. The question is it Muchach? Is Ram Muchin Svara? It's true, the Ram holds. Ram makes sense too. If you kind of is mine, then it's Ram says it's yours.
In the Ritva, he's making a Kinyan Guf, then he has to hold it like that.
No, he doesn't. Why is it Mukhan Svara that then it can't be Chiyuv Shmiras?
I don't know if the Ramban says that he makes a Kenya good, but I'm assuming he doesn't, because he's a Shem Safa. I don't know what the Rabban says.
Again, is it Mukhan Svara to tie these two things together?
Not if he's being Kenya
good.
Yeah.
It's like the plug of Schir's Batim. You say it's a late plug like Schir's Batim?
Yes.
Huh? Anachain, the Shani Schir's, the Mechir Liyayimri. Areyu Bechlau Mashiach, Ashtiklu Bechuchais. Areyu Bechlau. He's clearly being mechalak between Shail and Schiris. This is the problem, it's a theory saying that maybe it doesn't mean that Be'etzim It should work. He's just saying it's like a loy plug. And maybe Lashon could fit that way because the Rebbe does say Lashon, Harei B'chal Mashiach Ashtiknu B'Kuchais. Harei B'chal Mashiach Ashtiknu B'Kuchais. There is the kana of Mashiach about Kuchais. So it's this Seif hasn't been of L'Keyach. So maybe it is a loy plug. Which again, the Vong Dushan doesn't hold it as loy plug. He's going that Sheil is Matan Yaimi. There's all this like, only holds of it Lagabe Schir's Batim. Okay, there might be a possibility. Oh. So Maisa, as Abraham pointed out this morning, the Rambam argues. We went down the Rava, Shem Abaisa, Shem the Ra. That's not Shaykh Mashicha on Sheila, Schiris, because you're not being kind of the Guf, you're only being kind of the Shtamshas, and Mashicha is not being kind of the Guf itself, or something that comes out of the Guf. That's it. So we went down the Rambam. Rambam says in Sheil B'Kadon Aleph Hey, Rambam explains, Rambam tells me like this, Hashem Mechaveh Yichli Behem Mustam, Reihu Reimashu Machzir B'Chalei Sheyirtze. If I didn't specify an amount of time, so whenever I want it back, I can take it back. But if it was L'Zman, Shal L'Zman Katzu, Kim Shemashach, V'Zochaba, Ein Abayim Mechaveh Machziroi, Mitachas Yodoy had Saif Zman a Sheila. From Mesa Sheila. Vidinu, Ram says. But stop it like that. Why? It says, Akeach Kaina Guf, Kinyinoilon, the Domin. Shnasim. Kalmatana Kaina Guf, Kinyinoilon, let us look for. Asaicher Kaina Guf, Lupe Raiso. Adzman Katsu. The Saicher is Kaina. Schiris is guf lepei raisa, but first you're at man time. Shoyel is kana guf lepei raisa as man katsu. Leinasim klum. Schiris and shoyel are both a kinyan guf lepei raisa for a certain amount of time. So just like when I'm kind of a guf a certain amount of time, I'm kind of forever. So when I'm kind of the guf lepei raisa for a certain amount of time, I'm also, he can't be chayzer. Shem should eisim k'maycher. Any yachul lachs l'oylam l'oylam. Kach ha-mashul k'maskir. kach mashul kemaskir shein yoch lachz b'sech hazman. Hakapanim, the way the Rambam describes shein schiris, he's saying it's not a gufa, it's a gufa zman, and that's gufa. Why? Well, if it's a gufa paris, he's saying it is a gufa paris. He's saying it's a gufa paris. He's saying it's a gufa paris, and that's why it's a gufa paris. So, just like when I sell a guf lizman, right? I can't be chayzer, can't take it back. So if I'm being makniu a guf leperis lizman, what's the difference? Same thing. Ram says clearly, there's no difference between, right? You know, because it's guf leperis. So that's it's like I'd be makniu the guf lizman. A guf leperis lizman is the same as guf lizman. So upon him, it's clear that this takup sakinya guf leperis. Even by Shein and Schiris, where it's not Ba, it's not Yaitzim and Gufa, it's still Ram seems to hold that's a gather of Guf, Gufla parents. I'll call upon him. So that's the Rivaz Mahalch over here. That's the Rivaz Mahalch and Tashav Huna. That even though, like Tikkun Mashiach B'Shaimrim, still, you become a shayla. So even though the guy bechazara, you're not kind of, and the guy can be chayzer, but still the guy bechivayin sin, the eichayim, the Rebbe says because you mishab yourself. Meaning, like every shayla, you have all that it takes. When a terrorist Mechayev and Shoyal, yeah, they're also so that's Shoyal's Mechayev himself. Oh. So then Ritva fears eyes. So fine. So after he established Nasser Huna, the Mashiach is not Shaykh by Shayl and Schiris, who made by Schiris by David, not by Shayla. So then he wants to know, So what does it help? What's the Vuna talking about? So what does it help to be a Bakaba? What's this Kenyan of a kingdom? Since when have you used something that makes a kingdom? What kind of Kenyan is that? That's Rivaz Kasha. Kingdom Mashiach lo ikani. My time ikani b'ascholos melacha. That's interesting. There's a k'tzais that says that there is a concept of kinyan of aschalas melacha. There is a concept of you says kupetes Ephraim that when you want to be kind of the shtamshus, so by using it that's a kinyan of shtamshus. Using it is a kinyan of shtamshus, like chazaka, gather of chazaka by karka. By Talklim, using it is a kinyan of Mishnamshus. And this Ritva is not like that. Ritva asked, so once we said there's no Mashiach over here, so what's the Rebuna talking about? What's Bakaba? What is that doing? What kind of kinyan is it? What kind of kinyan is Bakaba? So you see in Ritva clearly that there's no Chazak Mam Talklim. Using it, when you want to be kind of Mishnamshus, using it is not a mode of kinyan. To become the Shnamshus. Oh, after the Ritva, Yishleimer, the Ha, Hakant Rabbanani, Ve'tikin Oilo, Shloye Adam, Mashil, Oymaske Kelo Lechaveiroi, Vach, Shiaske Malachta, Shiachse Boy, Benich Malachtim, Muscheles. Well, it says, Pashta Karas Klamu, the guy can bar something. Yeah, if the guy can always be chayzer, then right? So then he's not shy of a Kenyan. So I give him middle of a job. I borrow someone's drill. I'm middle of a job. All of a sudden, no, I want my drill back. What am I supposed to do now? I'm middle of everything, right? So Kaz Chum says Ritva. Says Ritva. Who knows? You're kind. You can't be chayzer. So here also, it's interesting because there's an Asibis that says, Mem Zayin Ches, I think it was. Now, the Siva says that even with Yidan, if we disagree with Rav Huna, even we argue Rav Huna, but this is Rav Huna's Lechadish, that the Kainu with Bakaba, even if we hold the Mashiach is Kainu, right? So let's say I use, right? We hold Mashiach is Kainu, right? Let's say in your house, I borrow your sefer. I don't make a mashiach. I can't make a mashiach in your house, right? But I use it, right? I borrow something from you in your house and I use it. Yeah. Says the Sivis, even lidan the ma'isa, even lidan the ma'isa, the bikin shayla. In other words, we hold. We don't need baka. Take a mashiach b'shayla, right? But let's say you were baka. Let's say you're baka, it's like gara. Even with that, we agree to Rav Huna. We don't need Rav Huna, but we agree to Rav Huna. And then again, this Ritva, you see not like that. This Ritva, you see Lahadi, not like that. Because what does Ritva say? What's Chan Rav Huna? Ritva says, okay, there's no such thing as Kenyan Mishtamshas. Elma, what is it? The Karas HaChamim. Why? Because otherwise it's stuck, right? Now, Lididan, there's no reason for the Dakana. According to Rav Huna, like taking the Mashiach, so then you're stuck. I borrowed your drill, also you want it back. My house is full of holes, and I'm in the middle of a job, right? Yeah? So there was Dakana. But that's only for Rav Huna. There was a need for the Dakana. But Lididan, they had this thing called Mashiach. Right? So you can protect yourself by doing a proper kenyan. So there's no reason for dakana. It's only the fear of huna that there's no mashicha. If there's no mashicha, there's a need for dakana. But lidan that there is mashicha, there's no need for dakana. So I'm hechtesi that lidan is that the bakaba has any meaning. What? It's the problem. Right? It's a difficult kind of one.